Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7, and I'm live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani to my new friends and saying Kuji Chajalia to my old friend. The ability to name for yourself and to decide for yourself who your friends and your enemies will be. I'd like to welcome you. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. And ladies and gentlemen, we are still talking about spiritual things. And what are you worshiping? What material things are you worshiping? And looking into the cosmic records of finding out how we can find solutions for our economic problems. And ladies and gentlemen, just the other day I was telling you about how necessary and important it was for us to define for ourselves and name for ourselves and determine that we work for ourselves and that we wanted to own our own yacht, to own our own business, and that we didn't want anybody to give us anything but to open up the door and we would get it ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still on that mode and we haven't changed one bit. Now, we are going to go a little bit deeper starting next week. We're going to have our special guest, and I have been busily talking to various different entrepreneurs to tell us and to teach us about how we can develop startup businesses right from our homes and how we can get involved in taking courses that are free of charge, of course, for those of you who are not looking for credits. For those of you who are still looking for credits and would like to get that Player Haters degree, that PhD or that master's degree, there will be courses available that I'm going to direct you to that you can take. Now, there's some free courses that I'm going to be directing you to as well. If you're not looking for a degree and you want to play around with some computer technology courses or some startup business courses, those courses I will be giving you information to starting next week. And we are inviting a guest to come on the show to talk about entrepreneurship, how to set up our own, not multi-level marketing business, but how to set up our own business where we can invest our time and our filthy lucre in and develop a business right from home that will give us the ability to work right from our bedrooms or from our dens. That's right. We're going to talk about working for yourself and what you need to do to develop startup businesses. And then we're going to try to later on bring on one of the professors of the class, and we've invited him to come along and be a part of our show and asking this professor to come on to talk to us about how might we prepare ourselves for working as an entrepreneur. Now, the other gentleman that has agreed to come on to speak to us, he'll be talking to us about specific businesses that are online that we can get involved in right now with less than $100, with less than $1,000 of investment. even less than $500 of investment, how we can share in the momentum of the communal group effort. Because of the large groups and sums of people that are involved in this particular business, he's going to show us how we can put our two cents in and we can auction and bid for pennies and get our auction tips throughout the year, purchase our auction bids throughout the year, and children will benefit from purchasing these bids because these children will be able to have another supper and a dinner and be able to sit down to a dinner as well as help some of those orphanages come get off the streets. Now, he's going to be talking to us about that possibly next Wednesday or Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Might even be Friday. He hasn't given us our date yet. But we want to get that college professor on to talk to us about startup businesses. What do we need? How do we incorporate our name? How do we go and make sure that the name is available for us to use? How do you get your EIN number? He'll be talking to us about the course that he offers online that teaches you about startup businesses, how to do your marketing. So I want you to be in attendance for that because we've been talking for a long time about how to get started and developing our own and not just looking for another job, but developing our own skills so that we can become an entrepreneur as well. And we'll be talking to you about that a little bit more today as to how we're planning on doing that. And as I told you, there will be courses. And I did put up information about the courses online that were free of charge that you could have registered for in the area of law. Now, we won't be offering a law course now, but I'm going to direct you to a school that will allow you to register for free and take classes at your own leisure. Now, I gave you one course a couple of months ago in the name of an actual institute. Now, I'll be giving you the second institute, and we'll be talking a little bit about those institutions starting next week. And if you are in need of a degree, you can aspire to become a baccalaureate degree or even a master's degree. They specifically have a master's in the area of computer science. Now, as far as I know, the other courses are general courses that you could take free of charge. As long as you sign up for them and you complete the lessons, you can get the knowledge for free. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want us to be completely ignorant to the fact that you cannot find employment unless you have a skill. You must have some type of skill if you're planning on being a consultant or a specialist of some kind. You can't just say, I'm going to work for myself and have no known traits or skills. You have to sharpen your talent. And that's what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes. So why don't you go and get, not the butcher knife to sharpen your talent, why don't you go and get your snack or your break and your lunch, and then let me do a little house cleaning, and I'll be back in front of you in just a minute after I call out these drummers. They are going to help us bring in this topic. And ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be happy we have these drummers because they're a healing mechanism. As we prepare to go out, we're going to call our drummers in. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in a second, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. Lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. We'll see you in a second. Stay tuned. gentlemen, we'd like to invite you to be a part of our ceremonies that we conduct on a daily basis, and that is to commune with our ancestors. If you don't mind standing now in the position that you're about to receive, with your hands open, of course, because you want to be in a position to receive, and we will call to us what it is that we aspire to be and what it is that we would like to have in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you realize it or not, everything in your life you have called to you, nothing has happened by chance. You are the conductor of your ship. You will define for yourself, name for yourself, and call currencies into your life and call the type of change in your life that you're looking for. Now, most of you are probably wondering, was Sherelle ever a Christian, or is she a Christian, or who does she profess to be? I told you once before that I am Salubrious Diversity, and therefore I can embrace any religion that is truth and righteousness, and truth and righteousness can be found in all of our deficits religion. And I call them deficits because they're still lacking, they're still incomplete, and they're still scriptures that have not been deciphered and transcribed that are still in the Dead Sea tombs on the shelves. Those particular scrolls have not been deciphered, so therefore you're looking at an incomplete, mutilated book in all denominations and religions. That's right, I said it, in all denominations and religions. And if you don't like it, take me up on it and challenge me. Show me a complete Bible that is not lacking some of the books of the Bible. There are 13 missing books of the Bible that we know of that are incomplete. One of them is the book of Anna. I'll challenge you to research and find the other books that are missing. But there are certainly books that are missing from our mutilated book called the International Bible and the King James Bible. They're both missing scrolls that have not yet been interpreted. So therefore, instead of saying I'm embracing this denomination or that denomination, I am not declaring that. What I'm declaring is I'm Salubrious Diversity. I am Islamic because I am one who submits. I am also Christian because I'm solidified in Christ. I'm also Buddha because I believe in meditating. I'm also African because I believe in our African ancestors. And I am one who meditates and submits to all of these concepts. But I dare not say I'm one or less or all of them. So I say I'm Salubrious Diversity. I do believe heavily in our ancestors because I wear the mark of the black It's on my face. Therefore, I have to submit to being African, so I must submit to the fact that I am African, first of all. But I also tell any church that I set up or take up membership in, it is for political reasons that I've joined your organization, not because you have anything spiritually to offer me, because I must seek spirituality out for myself. Most of the churches now have become diluted, and they are not authentic churches in what they initially started off being. If Jesus walked through this door today, he would not know Christianity because Christianity did not exist when he walked the face of this earth. He was seeking after the smoother things, and he was not a part of Christianity. So don't go telling me that Jesus Christ was part of Christianity, because he was not. Christianity was not even on the scene when he walked the face of this earth. It's very important to note this one thing. And being Salubrious Diversity, I can embark upon any denomination, find truth in all of it, and lean towards it as much as I need to. You should release yourself from religion. You should also find yourself accepting all of the prophets and respecting all of the prophets, because they're certainly due your respect. So therefore, an understanding about the fact that I am devoid of culture, I must seek out my culture because I've been deprived of my culture and I have not had the opportunity of knowing my culture. So therefore, we are deficient African Americans, and I repeat, We are deficient in our own culture, so we must have enough sense to seek out our own culture, our tribes of people, and try to reacquaint ourselves with our customs and traditions. That is why you see me do the traditions and customs of our forefathers, because I know that they've been laying dormant, and most of our African Americans have forgotten about them and don't even believe that they are deemed necessary to be repeated even yet on the air. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you join organizations called churches, know that they're political organizations and that you're joining a political party. It is not so you can learn how to become more spiritual. If you haven't learned how to become spiritual at this point, then you're light years premature behind your spiritual deadline. And I know we all are. We all are lacking in the spiritual area, and churches can't give you more spirituality. That is a personal relationship you have to develop with your own higher self. And that is what I'm aspiring to teach you right now, to develop a time in a day when you set aside that time to acquaint yourself with rituals and traditions to commune with your higher self. Let us go before the throne of grace and let us pour libation. First of all, if you were doing this at home, I would say you cleanse yourself and making sure that you're on holy ground, making sure that you don't meet the Creator with a stale face. So you might want to go in and wash your face, and you might want to wash your hands as I pour the water over my hands and splashing the water on my face. These are things you might want to do if you're in a setting where you can do that. If not, then you go in and you offer up libations, first of all, to Olodumare, who is the God of this earth. There is only but one God. We are not a polytheistic believer in what we believe as Yoruba culture. We believe in a monotheistic one God. There are not many gods that we believe in. There are expressions of God that we talk about called the Orishas. They are the exemplification of what God's essence is. His essence is good. So there is an Orisha that expresses good. His essence is love, and there would be an Orisha that expresses love. So all of the seven Orishas that we acknowledge, they give an implication of who God is. So these are lower expressions, but not the God. You must remember that God knew that we would need our own personal God, so he took up residency in us. And he allowed that ratified energy to possess matter, and that is called Ori. Matter is clove. Ori ratified extensions are clove with matter. Otherwise, you would not be able to embrace Ori. He would be ratified. He would be compulsible. He would be explosive. You wouldn't be able to touch it. That is how ratified God is. Now, tell me you've seen God and lived. You have not seen God, because the real ratified God, you couldn't stand before him. So knowing this, God hid himself from you. He is the hidden one. You would not see God, but he knew that humans wanted to see and experience a God, so he placed his reservoir within you. And that is the God that you wear on your head called Ori. He is ratified energy, of course, but clothed in matter so you can embrace it. That God will never leave you. That God stays with you forever. He's called Ori. Ori will go the distance with you and go all the way with you. Ori is the matter that is on your head. So what's the matter with you if you don't know who Ori is? He is the God that lives within inside of you, takes up residency. When you pray to Ori. When you speak to yourself, you are talking to matter who resides within you. Then you can become God. And you're not the full expression of the ocean, but just like one drop of water is to an ocean, you're that one drop of water, the expression of God, but not the God. So that's why I call you little G, and that you are an expression of God. Now, God also put here on earth Ola Dulamare to work with you. Excuse me. Sorry about that. He put here on earth Ola Dulamare to work with you. Why don't you try reading? The Africans have a beautiful, beautiful concept of the Trinity and of who God is. Stay tuned.
Umoja is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It gets kind of stuffy in here sometimes. But anyway, looking at the tradition of the African Trinity and their creation story, it's so beautiful. Some of the African Americans that are listening now, you ought to certainly listen and read some of the traditions of your forefathers, because it has been explained better than any concept I've ever heard. And I've been through a lot of schools of thought and trainings and have found that this one makes the most sense to me than anything else. So if you are not praying to a God up in heaven who has no affairs connected to you, and you couldn't look up to heaven and ask for anything if you wanted to, because he gave dominion to us. And giving us dominion means that we would come God, and we would act upon the situation, not waiting for God to come down out of the sky. Whoever came up with that concept is lying, because God never said he was going to come and do one thing for us. He gave us dominion and gave us the authority to become gods, and he put his essence in us. So therefore, when you look to heaven, know that God's creation is finished. His work is done. He has no affairs over you. You are to determine your own affairs here on earth. Now, let's move on with things as we go and pour libations to the east, west, north, and south. I pour libation to the east, Ashe. I pour libation to the west, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, Ashe. And I pour libations to the south, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you are to light a candle for your mother's spirit and your father's spirit so they can find their way back to you if they are deceased. If they are not, then light a candle to those of us who have gone on and made their transition. Light a candle to my mother's spirit, Clara Jenkins, and my father's spirit, Robert Jenkins, and hoping that they will find their way back. I'd like to thank you for going on that path with us as we call out our heroes and sheroes. Call out your mothers and fathers, Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Essie Lou Pope, Tommy Pete Harvey, Tom Harvey, Michael Harvey, and Mary Lou Hawkins. Call out your loved ones and ask them to come and be a part of your circle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the fact that we are going to name for ourselves and define for ourselves, and we're going to get out of this mess called economic suppression. We're going to pull ourselves up. And that means we are going to look at how can we establish ourselves in startup businesses? How can we establish ourselves in home-based businesses? Now, as I told you earlier, we're going to bring experts in that will help guide us and give us some directions in that pathway. But one thing you can start doing is homework. Go online and find out which businesses are you interested in. And another thing is develop for yourself a business plan. Come up with a name that you would like to name your company, preferably a name outside your own name, a corporation that you would like to use. And then have the name researched. And go over to the courthouse and see if you can find out if that name's available. Get that ready for yourself and go to the IRS and apply for your EIN number if you're truly serious about becoming an entrepreneur. You can become an LLC or S Corp or C Corp. You can talk to IRS and ask them what did they suggest. However, but if you're serious about this, you want to establish yourself. And you want to be here next week to be a part of what we're about to do. And we're going to talk a little bit about this on Saturday as well. But I want you to be clear and conscious about the fact nobody has to give you a job. And it is not your inalienable right as a citizen here in the United States that you can mandate a job from anyone. Times are hard. People do not want to open their doors to hire a W-2 person that they have to give benefits to. Most employees think that you're too expensive for them to carry on their payroll. So a lot of people are losing jobs. A lot of people have already lost jobs where the jobs have gone overseas. I don't want you to get confused and become disheartened about the fact that you've gone to college, gained all this knowledge, gotten this great degree that you've worked so hard for, now there's no job waiting for you. Well, when you went to college, you should have known that the economy was going bad. It was going sour. You should have known when you enrolled that situations in the bank industry was going bad and that you were going to have to handle matters for yourself to set up and establish yourself as a sole proprietor or a contractor or a 1099, because when you come out and you can't find a job and the bills are due and you have to pay that tuition back, then you have to find a way to contract yourself out. And some of us teachers have gone and retired and found out our retirement money is not enough. Now, we have got to go back in the workforce. Are our skills up to date, or do we need to go back to school? And if our skills are not up to date, then by golly, go back to school and brush off those skills. I did it. Brush off those skills. I don't care if you're 50, 60, go to school and encourage yourself so that when you go out there, you're able to compete. Now, when you go out there and they still don't want to hire you, then come to your senses and say, I'm going to create an opportunity where I can contract my services out. I might have to work for four or five different companies, but so what? I will determine when the job ends because I will help be a part of writing the contract. But you have to understand economic times are harder than they ever have been. Young people must be taught not just to go to school and get a degree and become programmed, but to go to school and learn about business and how to operate and how to market a business so that you can take your skills and put them to the test to see if you can market yourself. Now, many times a large amount of teachers have had to contract themselves out. And if they're so hell-bound set on staying in these classrooms, letting the district do all the work, and they don't want to do any marketing of their own, then they better learn how to market, because teachers are now losing jobs if their children are not performing in the classroom. Their pay is going to be determined and their increases by how well their students do in class. If those children can't perform, then goodbye, teacher. We'll see you on the rebound, because we're looking for a younger teacher that can work for half the amount of money and do most of the work to get the child to learn. So some of you teachers are going to have to look at, how do I get enrolled in school? What do I need to do to reestablish myself as a corporation so I can contract my services out as a tutor? Now, I can tell you more about that than anything else, because I have, as a teacher, had to contract my services out and learned that it was the best thing I could have did. Because, see, no one can put you out of business. No one can stop you from eating. If you're determined to take your skills and make an entrepreneur out of yourself, you have to be determined, and you have to know that you're the best at what you're doing. That's why I tell you to sharpen your skills and get your skills together. Don't go out there unprepared with old, outdated curriculum and skills that are still from 2000, and we're working with 2013. You've got to be abreast on Common Core, not just standards, but Common Core. What are they doing with the Common Core? And Bloom's taxonomy, what are they doing with these Common Core? And how do I write a curriculum that's ESOP? How do I write curriculum that's up to date? you got to know these things. And you got to understand children are now being tested at third grade. Here in Indiana, they're mandated to pass a test at third grade. And if they can't pass that reading test, they have to be retained. They cannot go on to fourth grade. Herein lies the fourth grade syndrome. Teachers, you can put your skills out there and teach every third grader till they're blue in the face, till they master the test, and make yourself valuable to the school district. Now, guess what? There's a new type of law coming on the scene. Just like the Leave No Child Behind laws that they are looking at, structured English that has emerged for some districts like Arizona, Indiana have their requirements too. You've got to understand that if you have children that are going in ELL, your department must be prepared to train those children to at least give them standard English. But the only problem with that structured English immersion is that those children have to stay in those programs for 4 hours a day, meaning that they cannot finish the other subjects. So what is happening? They're getting an unequal education, and they're not faring well when they test in other areas because all they are testing on is English. Too much of anything that's imbalanced can be a problem. We're going to be talking about that problem again on Saturday. What is the problem with this structure immersion English? Are they giving the immigrants too much English where they don't have time for other disciplines? Now they can't pass standardized tests for science and math? What is the problem? We've got issues with education that are popping up all over the place that teachers need to be concerned with and be a part of politically, and also writing letters that pertain to issues that can make things better. Don't just sit in your classroom behind the desk and act like you don't know these things are happening. They're happening all the time, and we have got to be a part of manifesting an answer. Remember I said, Africans do not present a problem unless they're prepared to present the solution. Be ready to present the solution and come in this classroom ready to give your input about how we can make things better as teachers. Not just coming to school to get a paycheck, we've got to really teach reading and teach it phonetically until they understand the enunciation and understanding wordology, developing their vocabulary so that they have a multiplicity and a plethora of words that they can draw from. We've got to teach children to become literate. And if we teach reading well, we don't have to worry about a whole lot of other subjects, such as social studies and geography. Those subjects and art and music will come easy for them once they learn to read. We got to master reading. Is there anyone out there that would care to read? If so, pick up a book and read. And start the process now, teachers. Spring is over. We're getting ready for our summer session. Children need to be in summer session remediating in reading. So when they come to school, they'll be ready to read. And for those kindergartners who've already failed, teachers, go out there and market your business and talk about the Kindergarten Plus, how you can beef up that kindergartner's curriculum and get them ready to go on in the first grade. So instead of holding them to high, we will release those kindergartners out on the first grade better than they've ever been before, possibly working at grade level and potentially working at second grade level. It's possible. I've done it with children. I know what I'm talking about. And if you want to see me about it, see me on Saturday because I'll be in full bloom talking about how we can better our Kindergarten Plus program. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Now, teachers, get the message out there. There are a lot of mothers who want to become teachers, and those mothers encourage them to go back to school. There are all types of funding for mothers to return to school. Remember, mothers are our first teachers, and those mothers who have the skills and what it takes become a good teacher. Encourage them to go on. Put them under your wing, teachers, and be a mentor to some of those mothers and help them to be the best that they can be. Reading is fundamental, and it's very important that we first learn to master reading, and our literacy capacity is built to the brim in our homes. There is much literacy in the homes, parents. Start today to collect your collection of books, whether you join a book club or buy the books outright. Have books available for your children this summer so they're not sitting around looking at the walls, but they're bettering themselves in reading. So when they come back next fall, they're able to take those ISTEP tests and score at the grade level. You know they only have 3 chances to take that test and pass. Help them to pass it the third time so they don't just get a diploma. Here in Indiana, those children have 3 times to take that ISTEP test in the math and reading and writing. And if they don't pass it the third time around, they are not given a diploma. They're given a certificate of learning, of completion, meaning that they can't take that certificate and get in anybody's program or college with it. It's useless. We don't want to be giving out useless degrees, and we have to make a conscious concept that we will teach children and teach them to the point where teachers will have to do overtime in order to master remediation for children who come to us behind in the beginning. If mothers no longer have to send their children to kindergarten and they bring them to school at any old time of the year when they're 6 and 7 and they come there not interested and we have to beef up the curriculum, then mothers, get on the horn and get your children into these Head Start programs, bringing them into the programs that are free if you have no money for them. But at the same time, kindergarten is free. Enroll your child in kindergarten, mother, and don't just keep them at home with you thinking you're sheltering your child. Let them go to kindergarten and learn all that they can learn, because kindergarten is where they will learn everything they ever wanted to know. Thank you so much, and you've been listening to Mrs. Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and I thank you for listening to me. And please join me on Saturday as we continue this topic. We're talking about spirituality, and we're still talking about what is spiritual in the classroom.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Now, if you have not gotten a message to your brothers and sisters by now, and if you know, I'm trying to get you to talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends about educating their children, getting their children into some type of program this summer, and even getting the adults into a program to help them to remediate to become better readers. Adults especially, if you become better readers, your children will learn to do as you do. You be the mentor and teach your children to have a love for reading and become lifelong learners, parents. And we're here to help you. If you don't have the skills, come on into the Care to Read room. We'll help you and assist you. Now, we are talking about spiritual things, true enough, but you can't get any more spiritual than when you become a better parent, then you'll feel good about yourself. Thank you so very much, and